went to the University of Windsor, and at the time I was, because of the trade agreement, I could take courses at the University of Michigan and Wayne State University, which is a downtown inner city university right in downtown Detroit. So while I was there, I did a degree in lifespan developmental psychology. And I did a minor in philosophy. And at the same time, concurrently, I did a diploma in early childhood education. And then we decided to leave the concrete city. And that's so we didn't know where we were going. So my partner and I, Stuart, and we just packed up our 64 van and drove as far west as we could, which was here. And then I didn't really know what I was going to do. I had applied to graduate schools, but I was accepted but for counseling psychology, but I turned them all down because I knew I didn't want to do that. And then there a job came up at Child Care Services for 1 year, a maternity leave. So I thought, oh, this will be perfect. I could just stay here 1 year and figure out what I really want to do. And then I've been there ever since. So that was in, well, like 2000. So yeah, and I started there as a supported child care position, and then a part-time position, and then a full-time position, and then eventually the supervisor of a 3 to 4 year old center. And I'm still there. So I don't know. Someday I might go back to school, but I don't know. I really like what I do, and it inspires me to do what I'm doing. So in other areas like writing and things. So if I leave, I don't know if I would be as inspired, because the daily moments are where I see everything that is really so important to me as an educator. Yeah, that's it for me. Thanks.
And she's very connected with the community and the Uyghur community for sure. My name is Ildiko. I was born and raised in Hungary, and I lived 25 years there. And then I met with a gentleman from America. We married, we moved to America there after having my son. Then I quickly turned to the field and I went to get my degree in early childhood education at Georgia State University with my, I don't know how you call it, minors or not. It's, the program was close to 6 years. So there was the basic 4 years early childhood education diploma with special ed and the program administration. And back then in America, it was, there were lots of jobs well paid for special ed educators. And that was a great experience. Then my husband's career brought us here to the University of Victoria. And then I started to work at the Uyghur Family Center first, volunteer, and then little part-time job running their morning EC program. And then I was seeking out very diligently to get a job at child care services. So I started to sub there after I got my certification done, which is a whole big process here. And then I also started as a supportive, giving supportive care to children with special needs. And then there was like 2-3 terms. I helped, I think, 3 children. And then there was an opening and then I got a full-time. And then now I ended where I pretty much always wanted, probably working with children with the 3 to 5 years old. So